Hello and welcome back. We're on episode 9, which is marketing. So today we're going to talk about your marketing activity. So what is marketing? How to boost your business. Marketing is helping people buy your product and buy your service. It's as simple as that. The philosophy behind marketing is to satisfy the needs of every client as best you can while you continue to make a profit. The whole idea is that if you make your clients happy, they will buy from you not just once, but again and again and again. And there is so many different types of promotion activity to choose from, and here's just a few. Word of mouth, which I've said to you previously, actually generates 40% of, about 40% of new business in this industry. Again, all based on having outstanding customer service. Your website, texting, social media is huge. Advertising in local press and business directories. Using direct mail. Old-fashioned things like brochures, leaflets and point-of-sale material. Using local radio. Posters, vehicle signs, branding, outside signage, sponsorship of events, TV and using public relations. Make your plan now, not when your salon opens, and get used to the idea that marketing never stops. No matter how busy you are, keep marketing. And create a marketing plan. All business strategy is marketing strategy. Your ability to attract clients determines your success in business. That's how important marketing is. Your ability to attract clients determines your success in business. Not how good you are at painting nails or cutting hair. You've got to attract the clients. Your goal is to position your business in the market as the only choice for what you sell. A great marketing plan attracts a steady stream of clients. It emphasizes your unique selling point and positions your business as the first and best choice in the client's mind. Your goal must be to position your business in the market as the only choice for your products and services. So on a marketing checklist, first of all, identify and assess your competition. Then check your company image. Is it distinguishing you from your competition? Check your lead generation and your conversion rates. Is there room for improvement? Analyze results of your previous marketing and promotional campaigns. Is there a call to action on all your advertising material? Decide on your monthly and annual marketing budget. Never spend more than 10% of your turnover on marketing. Allocate time every single week for marketing. Make the most of all the various online opportunities and claim your Google Map listing. Create social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all of them. Attend to your social media daily. Do basic online reputation management. Keep track of what people are saying about you online. Keep an eye on your reviews and maximize the potential that that gives you. Get involved with your analytics and clean up your website. Okay, so that's get us started. I want to come back to websites in a second, but in the meantime, keep marketing and keep going. Times are changing. We're in a new world. There is much to talk about in credit crunches and economic downturns that we're currently facing. Everything goes in cycles, and so will the economy. Economic downturns are short-lived. There has always been money to be made in downturns, so instead of looking out for answers, look inwards. Look at your business and how you can manage and drive it. Nothing is missing. It's all just changing. Changing times have prompted spa owners and salon managers to explore the structures within their business and, more importantly, how they will secure new business in the future. Many businesses go into siege mentally when the economy tightens. They cut back on marketing and advertising and generally batten down. Yet, history shows that companies that maintain their marketing during such times are more likely to win a healthier share of the market and come out with even healthier profits. And I want to repeat all this to you. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to promote your business. Okay? So many businesses go into siege mentally when the economy tightens. They cut back on marketing and advertising and generally backing down. Yet, history shows companies that maintain their marketing during such times are more likely to win a healthier share of the market and come out with even healthier profits. So you want to be in that category. Use creative marketing. So how do you get customers for a salon business? This is not a time to be unwise with your salon marketing spend. Instead, it is a time for aggressively using creative marketing to accelerate your acquisition of clients. What do you want to do? Do you want to introduce new clients to your business? Do you want to enhance the relationship you have with your existing clients? Do you want to increase your word of mouth business, which is, of course, the cheapest form of advertising? If the answer is yes to these three questions, then start a referral marketing campaign today. All the clients you require for your salon are probably already known to your existing clients. Chances are you already get new clients by word of mouth, but it is probably coming to you randomly and sporadically. Excellent salons and spas in this sort of climate with a referral system will multiply the outcome and the business will reap the benefits of growth at little or no extra cost. A referral system has to be exactly that, a system. Systemize the process and measure and have consequences. Keep this going. Make it easy for your therapist and your stylist and your receptionist to ask for referrals. Remember, word of mouth is the most effective and is your most cost-effective form of advertising. Ask for clients for referrals. As initially asking for referrals, it's just as difficult for most people. They feel awkward, uncomfortable, even fear rejection. So have a prop such as a script and take the pressure off everybody. Make it easy for clients to give referrals and the leads will flow. For example, give every client a few business cards for her purse. And then she always has your contact details to hand when people admire her hair or her nails or whatever it is. Then they have your business card in their purse and all they have to do is just pass it on. Make sure all your staff know what to do with incoming referrals. Treat them like pure gold. Never lose a potential new client or the goodwill of an existing one. Acknowledge and thank the clients that send you new business. Learn to market on a shoestring, but keep marketing. Take action now. Be rigorous and be smart. Optimize your marketing to take advantage of the opportunities that the current climate presents. Now, this episode and all these episodes are all about working on your business, not just in it. So please don't bury your head in the sand. Take time to work on the business. And that means market, market, market. But market on a shoestring and maximize the opportunity that every single client brings to your business. Now, time to review what you're currently doing. And let's take a look at your website. What is your website doing for you? Don't throw money away on a poorly designed, ineffective website. Instead, make your website an integral part of your business. And the internet is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you don't have a well-built website to drive salon spa clients, you are literally missing out on the single biggest source of new clients in the world today, costing you thousands of pounds and euros every year. Here are my six common and costly website mistakes. First one is not having a website. A website can be an incredibly profitable salon marketing tool in your business. You absolutely need to have one and it should be well developed and well maintained, promoted correctly and extremely profitable for you. It's great to open the salon in the morning and have online bookings to start the day. In fact, you can make money through your website while you sleep. Number two, image style websites. They don't make the phone ring. People don't want to be sold to, but they want to be helped to buy. Successful marketers understand that they must concentrate on the prospect's needs and wants, and this is called a direct response. It is designed to get you an immediate response, action, visit, call, or purchasing decision from the reader. You must give people a reason to contact you. Number three, the wrong content. Get the maximum number of qualified salon clients to identify themselves when they visit your website. This can be done by simply providing free information and or a great offer. Compare this with the salon libraries type of sites. In an attempt to provide a site which is rich in content, the entire text of the brochure can be found on the website. Why would a potential client contact the salon when they can simply read a brochure, leave the site and move on? So make sure your content is correct. Number four, something we've all been guilty of, choosing the wrong website developer at times. The vast majority of salon website developers are not marketing experts. Unless your website developer really understands direct response marketing and how clients make buying decisions, don't rely on them to write your message or develop your site. Mistakes can prove far too costly. But if you can create a website that sells your salon, then the cost is well worth it. Number five, failing to effectively promote your website. Once your website is up and running, you'll still have to promote it to create traffic. The process of promoting and refining your website to maximize the response rate is ongoing. You will continually experiment. Ask your developer to give you a truly profitable marketing plan. And number six, failing to continually test and measure. Most sites are never tested. The real advantage of a direct response website is that it allows you to test whether changes have improved the effectiveness of your site or not, provided that you have built in statistical tools needed to track any modifications. Once you have a prospect's name and contact information, you can follow up with them to address their specific needs. If you don't get their name before they leave the site, odds are they're never going to get in touch with your salon. Any increase in this response rate will go right to the bottom line. And you've just got to be on the internet. Get your website right, your social media communications, and you're well on your way. So I hope that's giving you a good feel for marketing in the current climate. And I hope you've got plenty of notes there. Tomorrow we're going to look at sales. I know people always put sales and marketing together. I like to do marketing first, get your marketing right, and then we can look at improving your selling tomorrow. I hope by now, and if you haven't, I'm just going to suggest that you take a little bit of time, have a good look around my website and see how I can help you. In all these episodes, I'm just giving you a taste of what I do, but if you really, really want improved change quickly, then do look at how we can work together. And I have everything from my book, my CD box sets, short courses, long courses, working together, coming on site, online coaching sessions, group coaching sessions. So huge variety there. And I'm going to suggest you fill out my business health checks on the homepage. Fill that out and get the call and then we can go from there. So have a great day. Don't close that notebook until you put together your marketing to-do list. Get that sorted, and tomorrow I look forward to talking to you all about sales. Have a great day. Thank you.